The American singer and actress Whitney Houston has died in Los Angeles at the age of 48. Mother of one, died in her room at the Beverly Hilton Hotel where she'd been staying as a guest. You'll probably all know I'm a huge fan. I've played Whitney many, many times on our programme. It's really, really sad news. And the cause of her death is as yet unknown. The singer had battled drug abuse over many, many years. Paul Gambaccini joining us this morning. Paul, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
We just can get a sense over recent days of the outpouring and just how huge a megastar Whitney was.
You become aware once again of the scope of her success, both when measured in terms of sales of physical records in the pre-download era, but also in the way that she set the pattern for the way that young females would want to sing. For the next quarter century, ever since she emerged, young women have been singing like Whitney Houston. This is the vocal gymnastic style, which has been so talked about, where she would go up and down the register and she would change the volume. And at times it would appear that she was in a gymnasium doing various events with her voice. And the reason why she could do this so successfully and that her successors haven't is because she came from very solid gospel and rhythm and blues roots. And so while she was doing all of these exercises, she was expressing feeling. She was inhabiting the lyrics, and she was pronouncing every syllable, making every consonant and vowel clear. She was setting a tremendous pattern of high performance, and those who have followed her haven't come up with a new way of doing it, but they haven't done it as well as her.
I know, Paul, that you could give us all the stats, 170 million records sold worldwide, 11 US number one hits. What I'm really interested from you this morning is your insight into how these stars who have so much around them seem to have nobody when they really need it.
It unfortunately isn't always that clear. Often it is because since these people have become the equivalent of small nations in earning power, there are a lot of people who are dependent on their approval for their own jobs. So they want to serve and they want to please. They don't want to say anything that the star might need to hear but doesn't want to hear, like, you shouldn't do that. In the case of Whitney Houston, there are two significant features related to this. One is that there are a lot of people who thought it would just be great if one star married another star to give us the musical equivalent of what we nowadays might call Brangelina. But whereas Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie seem to have their feet on the ground, or at least are pretty solid as personalities, that clearly was not the case with Bobby Brown. And without saying anything libelous about him, we can just look at the timeline and see that Whitney's life, as well as career, started going south the day she went home to her best friend Robin and said, "I'm going to marry Bobby Brown." In old days, artists could struggle with drug addiction in silence. We know from their biographical films, which your audience has seen, that people as great as Ray Charles and Johnny Cash battled addiction and won. Nowadays, these battles are fought not in secret, but in public. And Whitney went along with those publicists who thought it would be a great idea for her to give interviews whenever she was going to make a comeback attempt. However, these interviews proved to be humiliating. She was not on top of herself, and as a result, became a figure of derision.
She talked about smack being for poor people, didn't she?
Crack cocaine. That's a form of the drug which Richard Pryor had a terrible experience with when he set himself on fire. That's when you burn cocaine to get a distilled, intense high. And Whitney was asked in a 2002 interview with Diane Sawyer on network television if she had used crack, and she said with a glazed eye and slurred tongue that crack is for poor people. I'm much too rich to use crack. Crack is whack.
Paul, we've got to leave it there, but thank you very, very much
okay.
For joining me this morning. Always appreciate talking to you, Paul. Thank you.